So today I want to talk about marketing because it's so, so important in real estate today to really, really understand, you know, why you're taking the time to put something out there and to really take it at the next level for your business. And what I see with agents all the time is what agents will do is they'll always, you know, I'm sure you've all seen the great pictures of somebody holding up the sold sign and families are hugging and all those things. And those are great pieces of marketing. That shows people that you're actually doing your job. So while that, you know, while that's important that people know that you're out there and you're actively selling real estate, the biggest way to brand yourself and the biggest way to put yourself at the forefront and the biggest way to use social media as a marketing tool is to actually give people knowledge and give people advice that they didn't have before. And so for us, obviously we post coming soons and we post listings because we want to attract people to the items that we're selling. But most likely when you guys post coming soons or you post listings, the people that are looking at that want that are going to be people that are already in the market. They already have an agent. And so they're going to call their agent and go, hey, there's a new listing here. There's a new something here, which is great. So you're marketing your listing at that point to sell your listing. And that is a segment of marketing. But I think everybody on this call would most likely agree that the number one reason and the biggest segment of marketing that you want to use is you want to put out marketing that's going to attract people to you before they enter into the real estate market and before they go get an agent. So as you're posting and you're doing stuff, all your coming soons and all that are great for marketing your listing and your property, but it's not going to attract new clients to you. It's just more of a billboard or a newspaper ad or whatever it is, let somebody know what it is that you have. And so I wanted to talk about two things today. One is I'm going to talk about email marketing and tell you why it's back and why it's important. And then number two is I'm going to talk to you about making an offer every time you post something on social media. And so what I've got is if you guys want to just go to, I'll share the link to the Drive folder and I've put some example emails in there that you'll understand what those emails mean when we get done with this call. I've also put in a breakdown of the agenda today to kind of really help you understand the marketing flow and all that. And so those things are going to be in there for you in the Drive to help you as we go along. So I really just want to put out those things. And then at the end of me yapping, I want to open it up to rapid fire because I know a lot of you guys are experiencing, you know, things in the market that may have absolutely nothing to do with what I'm talking about today. And my job on this call is to bring as much value as I can, and not only on the subject matter that I'm talking about, but make sure that we can stand in the gaps for you guys and meet you at your point of need. So as soon as I'm done talking, I'm going to turn it over to a rapid fire session for you guys to see if we can solve problems with each other because we'll trade experiences, do some of those things. And then we'll have a hard stop at that 30 minutes that I promised you. So is everybody cool with that? All right. So let's go right into it. I'll give you an example. So the last YouTube video I did a side-by-side on YouTube videos, and I do a lot of YouTube shorts. And so when I do YouTube shorts, what I've learned is what you say, it's got to be at least 1 minute. So I've learned that the more value I give and the more impactful my subject line is, the more people are drawn to me. Well, how do I understand how to get YouTube shorts? And you guys can apply this to an Instagram post. You can apply it to a Facebook post. You can apply it to any medium. It's more of a strategy. So when I say YouTube, don't feel like that's the only place you can do it. It's not at all. And you guys are probably all going to be specialists in different social media areas. And I always advise you guys, hey, pick one and understand that one really well and dominate it. And then use the content that you create on that space to just share to the other spaces, but really dive in on one. And that's the way you're going to get the most momentum. So, but my example on the side-by-side video was this. I posted one video with similar content to the other one, but the only difference is in the second video, I asked people, hey, if you don't mind, please subscribe. This really helps me, you know, this type of stuff. Well, on the same content, one I asked them to subscribe, one I didn't. I got three subscribes off the one where I asked, and I got no subscribes off the video that I didn't ask on. Exact same content. And my point in that is, so when you're putting social media out there, you can guide people to where you want them to go. So let me ask you guys a question. If you've posted a coming soon or you've posted a just listed or a just sold, and you see that there's like 200 people that have looked at it, but you don't know any of them. So it really doesn't do you any good. It's cool that it got engagement and you might see some showings or some activity because of it, but you don't know who those people are. Well, our number one goal in marketing is to get them into our network and for us to have the opportunity to earn their business as a client. So the number one rule in social media with everything you post, every time you post is make an offer. And make sure that when you make an offer, you're offering something free to them. Everything that we offer to the consumer on social media is free. You don't want them to sign up, pay $2, none of that. Your goal is to establish your brand. Your goal is to establish you as the dominant knowledge person in your market. So when somebody thinks about real estate, they're going to call you because you're the one that's been putting out all the knowledge, all the things. So an example of an offer would be, the first thing I do on the first of the week is I'll go to ChatGPT, and ChatGPT is free, and I'll say, ChatGPT, tell me the top three concerns of sellers in today's residential real estate market. It just gave me three posts. And those three posts that I'm going to shoot a 1 minute video on are exactly what people are concerned about. And then I'll say, okay, ChatGPT, tell me the top three concerns of buyers in today's real estate market. And it'll spit it out just like that. And they're always on point. So all of a sudden, I've got a whole week's worth of video content that it took me 30 seconds to get by simply asking ChatGPT. Now let's take it to another level. ChatGPT, thank you for this information. And the way you prompt it is how it'll give you more information for free. So ChatGPT, thank you for this information. Now write me a short script for me to do a 1 minute video on this subject matter. And so in less than a minute's time, you got six things to post on that the audience cares about. And it just wrote you a script or summary on what to post it on. Now you can take that script or summary and you can turn it into a video. You can turn it into a written post for those of you that don't necessarily want video. You can turn it into several pieces of content to give to the public. So that's free knowledge, right? So what does the free knowledge do? It brings the public to your channel. It brings the public to you. All of a sudden, they're starting to say, hey, this agent knows what they're talking about. They're talking about something that matters to me. And so that's really good. But then there's the next level. And here's the next level is, so we see that 200 people have seen this post, but we don't know who those people are. We just know that it was good and it got good attraction. That's because we didn't make an offer. And so the offer is, okay, so I've given you the top three concerns for buyers in this market today, but I've got 10 more that are really important as well. And my job is to help you as the consumer. So what I'm going to do is if you'll comment, or if it's an email, then if you'll reply to this email, or if it's a social media post, if you'll comment, send me the goods or send me the next 10 or whatever, I'll send you that for free. No strings attached, no spam, you know, not going to share it with everybody else in the world. I just want to give that information to you. That's making an offer. So guess what happens when you do that? You're going to have two or three people make those comments. And all of a sudden before those posts that you were posting that you saw all the views, but you didn't know who it was, or maybe somebody might call me, maybe not. You just turned two or three people that commented into prospects. You know, we talked about last week the 1 through 5 star prospects. And so that you've all of a sudden got a 3 star prospect, somebody that's engaged, somebody that's responding to you. You know who it is. You have their information. So that's the difference in making an offer. All you're doing is offering them more free stuff that is going to meet them at their point of need and help them make decisions about the real estate and the path that they're going on. If you are the source of information, you're going to be the source of the sale most of the time. And especially if you're offering free and you're doing it in an engaging way. So while all the other agents are posting the pretty coming soons and the awesome marketing and all that, and they're saying, hey, look at me, look what I'm doing for the public, you're actually providing a service and you're actually meeting them at their point of need, which is before they make a decision on which agent to use and before they've really wrapped their mind around their real estate goals that you've just helped them with the free information they've given. So all of a sudden they've seen a video of you, so they feel like they kind of know you personally. You've given them something that's great value to them. And now you know who the ones that are really, really interested are, because they are not going to comment and ask for that free stuff unless they are really, really at, you know, close to a point that's going to happen. So you may get 100 likes and only one or two comments, but your goal is just to get one, just one every post. Imagine if you posted 10 posts a week and you got 10 comments, and all of a sudden you took 10 people and moved them into your database. And now you're creating a dialogue and you're nurturing and you're growing that. That's a lot better process than just kind of hoping things happen with your social media. So everybody will scratch the surface and dust the dust off the book of social media, which is just getting the post out there that's got your face on it, that shows you do real estate. And that's great. High five. You're doing your job. But the next level is giving them knowledge, sharing that knowledge, giving them something that'll really, really help them move the needle. So in real estate, the biggest thing right now in real estate, obviously I know you guys are going through some major challenges in real estate because statistics don't lie. And right now we're set to have the worst year of real estate since the crash in 08 as far as number of homes sold. And I'm not seeing that getting better in the next 6 months. So the way that you can combat that as the agent is set yourself apart. And you've got to have the mentality as an agent of number one, your relationship and your PR person with all the people that you come in contact with on a daily basis. But then all the people that you want to bring into your community and into your circle, you make them an offer in order to do that. And then all of a sudden you become the voice in your community and you become that person that's really giving valuable information. That's what creates real momentum and that's what helps you grow. And so if you do that consistently every week, and I try to make it Monday through Friday, weekends I take off. I try to give my brain a break because it needs one. But Monday through Friday, I try to make an offer, at least one offer every single day to my base from whatever social media I choose and those type things. And I can tell you it works. If you just get one comment a week, it's more than you had before. And you got to have the mentality that you are a marketing company that sells real estate. That's the only way to truly, truly get ahead in this market, because we understand that supply is low and demand's even lower. And so even in your sphere, there's just not a lot of people moving. So you've really, really got to go deep to find those people that are moving. And the only way to do that is to have a marketing plan and have a clear cut vision and understand what's going to set you apart. So does that help you guys? Is that kind of something that you think you could incorporate in your business? So any questions so far? Okay, perfect. All right, so I told you about how to do it on ChatGPT, how to do it really fast, because I know for all you guys that can tend to be overthinkers, we've got some overthinkers and we got some underthinkers. I fall in the underthinker category, which means that I leave a lot of stones unturned and I have to go back and clean those up because I just fly through it, kind of smash and grab. And then you've got the overthinkers in the group that think about it so much that it kind of never, the pavement never meets the road. And so both of them are great. You just have to understand in your personality what tools you can use to actually help combat that. And so that's why I said ChatGPT. And that, guys, dive into AI. I don't mean you need to be an expert, but use those tools. Because what I mean by that is it's really simple, is you really, really, really can take what would have taken us a full day to craft, 2 years ago, and we can do it in less than a minute. So make sure you use all those tools, because the only way you're going to implement these things in your business, if it's fast, if it's easy, and you can do it on the fly, because we've all got busy schedules and we've all got things we need to do. So make sure to try to use that ChatGPT and some of those things. They're free. I mean, you can have a paid version too, but the free version will get you what you want. And you can really go pretty deep just learning just that piece of AI. And if you just know that piece of AI, it's going to save you hours a week. And time is so much more valuable than money, because time is what creates our money. So anything you can add into your business that's going to collapse time for you is something that's really going to move the needle forward. So I want to touch base with that. All right. So the next way to make an offer is with your database. And just as I told you guys before, so right now, how many of you are getting text right now about health insurance or about, just whatever under the sun, text that you didn't ask for, right? All right. So how many of you does that irritate? So obviously we don't want to be that person that's sending the very thing that's irritating, because you'll see marketing trends catch on. And then once it catches on, then everybody gets inundated by it, sick of it, and then it goes away. And then here comes the next trend. Well, I'm here to tell you what the next trend is. And it's an old trend that's resurfacing again. And I'll tell you why. It's email. Number one, what do you guys do first thing in the morning? Like for me, I'll get up, morning coffee, devotion, those type things. And at some point, I've got time carved out to sit in front of my email. And so I am giving undivided attention and time to my email. So in my email box, I also get spam. And if it's not something that is addressing something that I need right here and now, I'll just delete it. Okay. But if it is something that addresses what I need here and now, I'm going to read it. So if it's something that hits my inbox and the title of that email is something that's addressing something that is on my radar, I'm going to read it. And I appreciate that it came through email, because I'm not having to worry about a text. I'm not having to worry about some rando. I have an email signature. I know who sent it. And I've actually carved out some time and space in my day to actually read my email. And so used to email was so inundated with spam, like in the early, you know, 2010 to 2012, 13, it was the opposite. It was like, oh, I hate my freaking email because it's full of stuff. And I'm sure you still get the spam stuff, but now everybody's kind of coming to that safe place of marking out time to read those things. And so for you guys, it's the same. You can make an offer on your email too. So what I did was I created three emails this morning for you guys that are sample emails. There's a couple things about an email that are rules. Number one, you want to write it on a fifth grade level. They want to read it fast, understand what it is, because everybody's attention span these days is much smaller just based on technology and everything. We're a kind of want it now type society. So if it's more than two or three sentences, most likely it's not going to be read, right? So you want to be very concise. Tell them what piece of information you want to give them that will move the needle and impact them in their real estate decision. And then again, at the end, make an offer. Reply to this email if you'd like to go deeper with my document on 10 additional ways that you can get a lower interest rate as a buyer. 10 additional ways if you're going through probate that you can really help move the needle and get the most out of your family's home. 10 additional ways that you can go down the line. The reason I said those two is first-time buyers seem to be something that's moving in this market. In addition to that, there's a lot of probate. There's a lot of divorce. Anytime you have an economy that's got high inflation and things aren't singing the way they should and people are squeezed financially, there's different segments of the real estate market that move versus when the economy's booming. And then people are just trading houses. Right now, we're not in it. Nobody's trading houses. Nobody's going, I'm going to sell my house that's at 2.5% interest, and I'm going to turn around and buy another house that's 2,000 square foot less and pay more a month for it. Nobody's doing that right now. Because understand the conditions of the market. So when you make those offers, understand your audience and understand what audience is actually moving in this market and craft your emails to that. And so anytime you send out an email, if you're sending it very short, very concise and giving them the opportunity to reply and engage with you to get more information for free, that's making an offer. It's not intrusive. It's not spam email. It's not, you know, and I don't recommend emailing anybody more than once a week because nobody wants to it. But I do the top five. So if I run a Facebook ad or I run something and I have leads that funnel into my database, I call it the five giving days. I'm going to send you five emails. It's not spam. It's five emails. My first email explains to them it's five emails that are very relevant to what's going on in this market because I don't want to do anything but give you good information that'll help you on your journey. And you can do that with your past clients too, and they'll appreciate that information. Your past clients are more privy to locational type emails that have to do with what neighborhood they live in and stuff like that. So you've kind of got a different audience and you craft it different, but it's still the same. Make an offer, have them come to you in that email and respond. Yes, I'd like more information on this. Yes, I'd like more information on that. The reason I gave you that subscribe example on the YouTube thing about splitting the two videos up front is because if you don't ask, you don't get. That's even biblical. I think in my devotion this morning, one of my devotion was you got to ask the good Lord for what you want. You know, and so it's the same way in the email. If you want something from somebody, ask them. Make it short, make it concise, make it good information that could impact them in a valuable way. Let them understand why you're sending it. Make them an offer to go deeper. And if they're at a place in their real estate journey where they need that, they're going to ask for it. So if you've asked for it from them, they'll ask for that information. Then you're on your way to developing a relationship, which is the key to our business. So our number one goal with all this marketing is to take them, create a community, and get that community in our database and continue to foster those relationships. And that's exactly how you do it in marketing. So you want to be very pointed. It's not super complicated. You've just got to make an offer, add value, make it free, and ask for what you want. Those are the things that are really, really going to move the needle for you from a marketing standpoint. And I'm going to go into the next segment is there's things that I try to do every day to help. My next segment is going to be about creating the energy and the creativity to do those things. And we're going to go a little deeper into that, go into the psychological piece of it on our next call. There ain't enough hours in the day right now. We may have to break that into a couple calls.